Episode 323, Reduce Stress with Less.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Tina,
happy day, sisters. How are you?
Got so much on your mind.
Are you ready to reduce stress with less? You got to breathe a little bit. We got to tone it down. I'm going to try to bring my energy level down just a little bit, so I'm not like flying off the handle here, because I'm so excited that you're here. Yes, I am. Oh my goodness. Yes. Okay. So we're going to talk about stress. Are you like needing to reduce your stress? Have you been to like a stress test lately or done your own thing? You're like, whoo, I think I'm off the charts on this. Or your tummy's upset and bothering you worse, or you're achy, or you get more headaches. All can be attributed to stress, and we all need to reduce our stress. Life is stressful. We have so many challenges and obstacles every single day. We've got to pay our bills. We've got to feed the family. We've got to go to activities. We have community involvement, and it goes on and on and on, let alone the projects and things that are being thrown our way from everybody else's priorities. And you're like, but what about me? I'm over here, little me. Hello. And sometimes you're like, gosh, if only I would give only, I'd give anything to reduce stress. But how, what if you could do it by reducing stress with less? Yeah, and I'm talking about less investment with your moolah. Yeah, not actually spending money. That's what we're going to talk about today. Wouldn't that be awesome? I think it would be a blessing. And so, yeah, so you got to listen up. For those of you who don't know, hey, we are in our 60-day push. We are on day 28. Whoop, whoop. Yes, we are. And today you are going to reduce your stress. And that's going to help you gain momentum to finish out 2015 and take yourself into 2016. Now, if you're like, okay, Christiane, I've heard you say this multiple times, but can you remind me again? I'd be happy to. Text 60-day push, 60-DAYPUSH, to the number 44222. And you too can learn ways to reduce your stress along with lots of other tools and strategies. Okay. Whew. Are you ready? Day 28. Regardless if you're in the 60-day push, we all need to learn to reduce our stress. And this is really hard for me to contain my excitement and energy to talk to you, my enthusiasm. I'm just like, I'm bubbling over. And I feel like, you know, I'm kind of tied down here because I can't stand it any longer. I just want to squeeze you and hug you. Now, some of that is because really, I do try to live a pretty stressless life, so to speak. And I try to do it with my family. And I try to plan ahead, even though that doesn't always work. But, you know, it is worth the effort. And when you're going through your day-to-day activities, reducing stress and knowing where you are on your stress level is key. Now, I'm here to tell you that you can actually reduce your stress with less, meaning that, yeah, it'd be nice if you could take away some of your things on your calendar. Ultimately, that would be the best kiss ever to reduce your stress, would be to remove things from your calendar. But ultimately, I know you, because you got to get it done. You're involved in things and you're like, there's just no way out of this. I have no choice. I made the commitment. I got to stick with it. So now I got to kind of face the music and know that, I kind of buried myself in this one, but there is a way out, and it's not going to cost you much moolah either, believe it or not, because why? You're already paying for this stuff. And you just haven't thought about how you can utilize it to really help you reduce stress. So we're going to jump right on into the kiss, because I can't wait any longer. Okay, fuel success without stress. That's ultimately what you need to do. You need to fuel success without stress. Now, that word success isn't anything, okay? It's not necessarily goal determined, but it is taking your life, your day, and reducing stress overall. That doesn't mean your load of work is going to be reduced. It's just going to be how you handle yourself. So you're going to fuel your success without the stress. And how you're going to do that, number one, is you got to stay hydrated. You got to hydrate yourself. And yes, I know you don't want me to tell you, but you got to drink that water. You have to drink it. Your body cannot rely on just coffee, even though it's got water in it. You cannot rely just on tea. You cannot rely on that soda pop. It is a liquid, but it is not water. Your body thrives when it's hydrated. But when you start taking that hydration away, you are creating chemically stresses within yourself, okay? And it's happening at the cellular level. You begin to get sick more often. You're tired. You're more achy. You're crabby. You become kind of lethargic where you could just kind of fall asleep and has nothing to do with the turkey that you ate a couple days ago and the mashed potatoes and the gravy. So you need to stay hydrated. You need to drink. And they say 8 glasses of water a day, and that's 8 ounces, okay, is what determines those 8 of glasses of water a day. And I'm like, no. You need to be aiming to drink half your body weight in water. Seriously. I don't care if you want to lose weight or not. You need to stay hydrated, and your body thrives when you're hydrated. So aim to drink half your body weight in ounces of water. Now, if you're not even close to that, then you just start with maybe 2 glasses of water a day. And then in a few days, 4 glasses, and then ramp it up. And then next time, I mean, eventually you'll be like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay, I can tell you, my husband is not a water drinker. He fights me tooth and nail. He says, water tastes bad. I'm like, there's no taste to water. He's like, oh yes, there is. I'm like, sweetheart, it's water. There's no taste. I said, that's the problem. There's no taste. He wants the soda pop. He wants the tea. He doesn't drink coffee, so those are the only 2 options that he has. And so he'd much rather drink that. But now, over the past, yes, over a year, I kid you not, I've been working on having him increase his water intake. And it has grown, and it's fantastic. And now, even when he travels, he finds himself drinking more water than even when he's just here. Because, see, I can help regulate him when he's here at home, but when he's traveling, I can't do that. And it's so important, so stay hydrated. Got to drink. Number 2, I want you to eat from the top down. Yes. If you've ever looked at the recommendations on our food pyramid, a lot of it at the bottom is what? The grains. Yeah. The pastas. The wheat. All that stuff. And as much as it would be nice, it's cheap to eat down there and to fill ourselves up with that. But ultimately, it's not what our body needs. What you need to be doing is eating from the top down. You need to be eating protein and veggies, followed by your fruits. And then you need to have a sprinkle, yes, a sprinkle of your grains and starches. And preferably, those sprinkles of grains and starches need to be earlier in the day or following a workout. Because you don't really need it otherwise. Your body can take the sugar that it needs from the other foods, the vegetables and your fruits, which are much healthier for you. Ultimately, ask yourself the question, if God made it, I can eat it. That's how you eat from the top down. That's how God wanted us to eat. We need to fuel our bodies. We have to fuel success without stress by eating from the top down. Number 3. Yeah, are you ready for this one? You got to chill out. Frankly, chill out. You think you're resting. You think you're relaxing. And ultimately, you're causing more stress. Just like when you put sugar in your food, sugar is a chemical and has a chemical reaction in our body, and it feeds stress. Stress loves sugar and vice versa. And so it just amplifies it. You don't want to amplify your stress. So when you're chilling out, you literally need to learn how to chill out. For example, maybe for you to completely relax, maybe it's playing the guitar. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's taking a hot bath. Maybe you try to do these once in a while. You know, maybe it's reading a really good book. But is that good book for your business or is it for recreation? I'm here to tell you on your chill out time, it needs to be on the recreation side. It needs to be what is kind of your mindless stuff. Yeah, really. I'm telling you to do something that's mindless. That's going to help you to be mindful and to reduce your stress with less. Yeah, I know it kind of doesn't seem right, does it? Because you're like, oh, but I got to use all hours of the day. No, yeah, you do, but you got to do it in order to fuel your success. You got to do it the right way. So the chill out time is the mindless time. You're able to turn your mind off, and that includes your social media. Because for most of us, social media induces stress. If you think about it, because you're looking at everybody's highlight reels of their life, all most of the time, the good stuff. And there's some prayer requests that come in there too that you see and you do that. But what happens is then you fall into this, well, gosh, they got this. And oh, she's looking, why is she looking so hot? Why can't I look that way? And then what's happening? You're building stress and then you weren't eating from the top down. You were eating from the down up. And so then, oh my goodness. And then, yeah, you are on factor 212 for stress. And you weren't reducing it with less at all. So you got to chill out. You got to do something that removes you from the chaos of life, from the comparison of life. You've got to do something that's mindless. That doesn't mean that you can't think, because playing a guitar, it takes thinking. But if it brings this just childhood joy to you, that's what you're looking for. That's chilling out. If it's going to the driving range, it may be physical activity to go to the indoor, because it's winter now, going to the indoor driving range and being able to hit a few balls, and man, that may feel good and it may be physical, but if that's mindless to you and that's what you enjoy chilling out, then that's what you need to be doing. And no, I'm not saying that that gives you permission to go buy a golf membership, okay? Because that's spending more money, but within reason. Chill out. If you do those three things, you will be fueling success with less stress. You won't have it as much. You'll be able to control where you're going, how you're feeling. That E plus R equals O, the event plus response equals outcome. No matter what event's happening, your response is going to be so much better because you're not going to have this induction of stress, the overload of sugar that's feeding your body. And it's going, it's a lunatic and it's just raving and ravaging stress. And it's like, I got to get it out. And so the next thing you know, the outcome is what? You're blowing up at somebody. And it's not really anybody you're mad at. So you need to reduce your stress. You can do it, and you can do it for less by hydration, eat top down, and chill out. Take time to take care of you because that's what's important. And moms and even dads, we all know too well that we are not on the priority list. And it's time to put yourself on that list. Fuel your success without stress. You can do this. I believe in you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.